This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati is becoming increasingly diverse as people from other countries continue to make Cincinnati their home. But to keep increasing the region's diversity and help grow our economy, local companies must be prepared to meet the needs of individuals, even those fluent in English, who are more comfortable doing business in their native language. Lori Wellinghoff, president of Diggs Real Estate Design and Renovation and a licensed realtor with Comey and Shepherd, and Diggs Multilingual Relocation Specialist Marisa Cohen join me this afternoon. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Marisa, how diverse is Cincinnati compared to other cities? I know you have a pretty strong opinion about this. I mean, I know we're not New York or Los Angeles, but I think we're at least headed in the right direction.
Definitely. We are a lot more diverse than you think. And it's just getting more and better and better. I will give you a quick example. I'm part of a gourmet group of women, phenomenal group, and there are 13 of us, and we have 11 nationalities in this gourmet group. We have somebody from Venezuela. I'm from Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, Austria, Jordan, Iran, Germany, Switzerland, in the United States, of course.
That is a very diverse group.
Yes.
And is a lot of that because of the fact that we've got some multinational-type companies, Procter & Gamble, General Electric, Toyota, and a lot of local businesses as well that are they're doing business globally?
You obviously have the, you know, the Fortune 500-type firms that always have a need for diversity and a global perspective. But it's becoming the nature of the beast that all companies have to focus on how they can do business around the globe 24/7. And the only way to have a true perspective on that and to be incredibly successful is to be able to recruit and retain the best and brightest from every corner of the earth.
Lori, how did you get the idea for hiring a multilingual specialist to work in your business?
It came to us a variety of ways. What we're seeing is we are very much increasing the diversity of our population, and people are arriving on our shores needing to get settled here in Cincinnati. And most everyone speaks English, at least at some level, but even some of our clients that we've worked with have spoken no English. And what we're finding is language barriers notwithstanding, people have cultural differences that we hear what they're saying, and we process it in our own American, Cincinnatian kind of way, and they're saying something completely differently. And I'm a hometown girl. I'm a big fan, and I want people to come to Cincinnati and get settled in a way that suits who they are and their lifestyle. And the only way to do that is to expand our business, to bring on people that can listen with the right kind of ears, to not only listen intently, but to be tuned to the right station. And so when you hear and you listen and you explore correctly, God willing, most of the time you're going to get people settled in a place that is appropriate to how they want to live, and they'll put down roots, contribute to their companies, contribute to their communities, contribute to their families, of course, and stay part of our community, hopefully, for many, many, many years.
Yeah, so retaining is just as important as getting them to come here.
Absolutely. In fact, it's mission critical. Getting someone to relocate here is an expensive proposition, but what's more expensive is having to do it again. It is estimated that it costs 2.5 times a person's salary to replace them. So if you don't get it right, it's a very expensive proposition and a complicated search and downtime and all that. So we want to make sure we get people here and that they have the slang for it is they become sticky to our city. So we're in the sticky business.
That's interesting. Marisa, how did you come into this role, being part of the sticky business?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am not from Cincinnati. I was born and raised in Mexico, and I have lived in Cincinnati for 12 years now. It's my home. I still have very strong connections to my home country, and I'm very proud of that. But I feel extremely blessed and fortunate to be living in Cincinnati. I see it as a well-kept secret. This wonderful city that has wonderful neighborhoods to raise our kids to live with a phenomenal array of schools. the quality of life. We have a commute anywhere for 20 minutes. Well, maybe not if you're on 71 North on 5 o'clock.
Or if you live where I live in Butler County. So okay. That's kind of long, but you know, it's not long, half an hour.
Half an hour.
We can help you with that problem.
Lori can hook you up.
She's good.
Yes, she's very good. We have a dynamic art world, performing arts in Cincinnati that is accessible to all. We have phenomenal parks, sports. Cincinnati just has given me my home, and it's just getting better and better.
So to some extent, you feel like you're an ambassador for the city?
I think so. I feel like I'm an ambassador of Mexico, but I'm also now feel I'm an ambassador of Cincinnati. Friends from different parts of Mexico have come and visited. They would have never done it otherwise if they hadn't heard about it from me. So, but Cincinnati has many things to offer. And right now we have a number of professional, well-educated, attractive, talented individuals who are moving to the area and who we want to retain in the area. That's right. Why we're working very closely with Agenda 360 and the Diverse by Design program.
So the chamber reached out to us and said, okay, we want to add 200,000 new jobs to our population by 2020. That's a lot of new bodies. And in fact, their goal is to mirror the U.S. average for diversity. We are currently an 18% diverse city, and they'd like to be a 48% diverse city.
That's a big jump.
These are big numbers. And so they said to us, well, we believe we have the right employers for recruitment, but what is the message that speaks to the lifestyle that gets somebody to even consider Cincinnati when presented an opportunity? And then assuming that the messagery that's put together for those people is attractive enough that they'll consider it when they get here, how do we make sure they have an experience that shows them they can live who they are in our town? And then how do we then, when they accept that position, how do we get them there? And it cannot be haphazard. The current system would be a bad dating game. Where you would be the person relocating here from Nice, France, would be put with potentially a real estate agent that doesn't have the right – we talked about tuning your ears – that just doesn't make that person the wrong person. It makes it the wrong person for who they're being mated with. And so we need to come up with a better system, which Marisa and I are part of the Diverse by Design team, coming up with a way to get people matched with the right ambassadors, your word and a great word, to ensure that their experience here gets them settled quickly, appropriately, comfortably, and happily.
Lori, any idea how many other businesses are taking a similar tack to what your business is?
It's on everyone's radar, but, you know, deeds, not words. So Marisa and I and our large team at Diggs and Comey and Shepherd are working very hard to make this operational and actionable, and to get people to have a process like eHarmony, where before the person arrives at our airport, we have gone through an exhaustive interview process, both online and over the phone, so that we know we're matching the incoming person with an agent, because you know, you got to get people settled. Shelter is very important.
Oh, yes.
You know, it keeps you out of the rain. So it tends to be that we are, you know, a first stop. And people want to know, can I live in this town the way I want to live at the price I want to spend, you know, with the right schools and all those the variables are, you know, an endless grocery list of must-haves all the way through to nice-to-haves. So our objective is understanding the person before they come and getting them mated with the right ambassador so that their experience is centric to who they are and how they live and where they come from, not just a random – you know, right now the way it looks is like lottery balls. And they all get thrown in the hopper and, you know, a ball pops out. Oh, that's your agent. It's not always the right fit. So we're trying to make sure it's a lot more thoughtful and a lot more regimented. And then we're trying to staff to make sure that we have the right lottery ball for the right lottery player.
Mary, I'm curious, how many languages do you speak?
I speak four languages. I speak English. My first language is Spanish, second language English, and I speak conversational French and Italian.
Are you finding there's a lot of demand for a multilingual service?
Absolutely. And again, it's not always – most everyone who comes here speaks English. English is sort of the global currency. But again, it's about having cultural curb feelers. So some of that is just having come from somewhere else to understand that not everything speaks the Cincinnati language. We need to explain that Chile isn't Chile.
That's right. I'm serving, Mark, as a cultural expert, if you will. And culture and heritage are important to all of us individuals who are coming and moving to Cincinnati or for any place in the world, for that matter. But these us, we want to share the foreigners, the expats. We want to share our culture, but at the same time, we want to integrate and adapt to what Cincinnati has to offer. We want the same things. We want good schools. We want a nice house to live. And we want to contribute and participate in this community.
We've been talking about age as another way to segment. A 25-year-old from London has a different need than a 55-year-old coming here from Portugal. So a 25-year-old almost has all the same currency, right? You know, it's usually going to want to have access to activities, other young people, lots of action. You'd be surprised how homogeneous those needs are. It starts to get far more segmented out when you start to get beyond that young professional age group. That's when the needs change dramatically. We actually had someone come here from Australia, lesbian couple, very much liked hockey, and they had an autistic son. And those were kind of the must-have lifestyle criteria that we needed to find a community where they could feel embraced and served. So, you know, when you dig deep, you start to find that, you know, the solution to everything isn't one zip code.
It's not just language, is it?
No.
So many more issues involved in this whole thing.
Right,
correct.
You know, speaking in terms of language, we know there is a relatively large Spanish-speaking population in this area. Are there any other languages that in the Cincinnati area that maybe we're not aware of that need to be served?
I would say, well, Indian. There's definitely a large Indian community. Mm-hmm. But they're all educated in English, most of them, especially the younger they are, middle-aged to younger they are. They all speak English. They learn English in their schools. Chinese, but they also are very well-versed in English. What you find is most people who make it here to the mid-level professionals, professional activity, English is definitely part of their life. And it's the language they speak at work. So,
but trailing spouses oftentimes are a whole nother animal.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Mark, you're the big executive that's just been recruited here to go to work for Givaudan. And yet your wife only speaks French and has never felt the need, nor has she ever taken on the English language. This is an actual example, but I'll leave the names out. So we had to help a husband and wife settle, but the entire time that we were looking for their place to live, the husband was having to translate what we were saying. Not only that, but he travels 250 days a year, and his wife doesn't speak English, nor can she drive because they came from Paris, where they didn't need driver's licenses or even need to know how to drive a car. So now we have a wife that, you know, the motto, happy wife, happy life. But trailing spouses are just as important. If you want to create stickiness, everybody has to be properly settled. So our job was, it turned out, to get her a wonderful home in a very dense community where she had access to shopping, grocery shopping, coffee shops, meeting people, learning English the hard way, and being able to take mass transportation till she decided whether or not she wanted to wrap her arms around learning to drive with all of that in front of her. And the husband was off being successful and doing his traveling. We check in often, One of the things that was interesting is we offered to hook her up with a Franglophile Frenchy group that gets together on a regular basis that has sort of their own culture inside of our culture. And it was interesting what she said. She said, maybe a year from now, but for now, I want to become a Cincinnatian. I want to become an American. So I don't want to use that French connection as a crutch. And so she immersed herself, and we check in on a periodic basis, and we are now enjoying lunches at Skyline where she's talking about, you know, the fact that the Reds lost last night, but all hope is not lost.
You keep introducing people to Skyline.
That's right. It all centers around the Skyline.
How are your customers reacting, Lori? Are they pleasantly surprised to find that there's a service where somebody speaks their language?
Oh, that is mind-bogglingly pleasing. Not only that, shameless plug notwithstanding, we are a one-stop shop for happy homemaking. So someone can come and have culture shock, have just lifestyle shock. Any move is jarring, whether you're moving from Bangladesh or Boston, and be able to find everything in one place having to do with making a home happy. So we have real estate representation for people who want to buy, sell, lease, rent. We have all forms of design. So if you show up here, and a lot of our relocating clients come from 700 square foot apartments in major metropolitan areas. Well, now all of a sudden, 1,700 square feet is a no-brainer. In fact, it could be 4,000 square feet. So we're making beds and pillows in our design division, and we also have a construction division that can help people. We're helping a woman right now relocate into a house, and she's wheelchair-bound. And so we're modifying the kitchens and baths to help her be able to live in her house. So it's nice to have that one-stop shop so you don't have to get here and start to try and connect all those dots. That's complex if you're from here. But it's overwhelming and almost debilitating if you're not.
Marisa, how important is it for Cincinnati to keep becoming more diverse? How important is it to Cincinnati's economic well-being and cultural well-being?
Well, Mark, the population under 19 in our 15 counties here in the Ohio area, it's a large segment of the population. Right now, we have about 456,000. And we need to keep those kids engaged in our community, enrich our community with the diversity, with what this community has to offer in order to keep the best and the brightest in working here. It's very important. We need to keep it up, and I barely can keep up with Lori.
Lori, real quickly, is there a place where businesses can find more information on serving this diverse market?
I would encourage them to go to the Chamber of Commerce website and look at the Agenda 360 program, and they'll see what the city is doing to make good ideas actionable.
And you'll also find the link on our website, wvxu.org. Lori and Marisa, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Lori Wellinghoff, president of Diggs Real Estate Design and Renovation, and Diggs Multilingual Relocation Specialist Marisa Cohen. After the break, the do's and don'ts of global marketing, how to sell your product or service overseas. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.